Hey, you guys. Today's episode is being sponsored by Squarespace, where you can build a beautiful website template, shop where you can sell things that Aisha Curry won't wear, whatever it is that you choose. They make it super duper easy to build professionally designed looking websites and things like that. If you've got something where you need to put something up on the web, I suggest you go over to them. It will save you a heck of a lot of trouble and heartache. All you got to do is go on over to squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off. Now let's start the show.
Ooh, darling. Okay. Open up a new day. Jump out the new fire. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. It's like
you better go off.
PB&J Otter.
What the hell?
It was like a kid's show that was like just a few years ago. If you had like a toddler or... Actually, I don't know how old that show is.
How did you end up watching it?
Because I have younger siblings.
Oh.
But I don't feel like...
Okay.
Is that old? Either way, it was about
it.
Like some fucking otters or something lived in a magical tree or some shit. But the point is that the theme song was to shit.
Okay.
I don't know who. It was like Brownstone or Escape or somebody sang it. It was
who
amazing.
Who is it called? PB&J Otters?
PB&J Otter, like peanut butter and jelly.
Was one of them purple and the other one was brown? Or
one of them was purple, one of them was red, and one was brown.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Two different kinds of jelly. That's fine. Absolutely. We'll go for it. It's a kid's show.
There's three of them.
I'm going to Google it.
Anyway, it says a new episode of The Read.
It is. So welcome back to The Read. I am Adele's pre-sale ticket code that didn't work this morning, and I am some kind of way feeling about it. But anyway.
Well, I am Calista Flockhart.
Why are you she today? Just because?
Just came to me.
Were you just thinking about Ally McBeal randomly?
I was thinking of Supergirl. She's in the new show, Supergirl.
Oh, is that the one you tried to get me to watch?
No, that's Jessica Jones.
Oh, that one looks scary.
It's not.
No, I opened it on Netflix and just the vibes. I just got very,
it's not scary.
Something dark sided is going to happen.
I mean,
on this
it's dark,
show.
Yeah. But it's not like, it's not American Horror Story dark.
Okay, but House of Cards is all the dark I can handle.
Like, I don't think it's that dark either.
Oh, it's not that bad? Maybe
it's dark, but it's not, because House of Cards is something I feel like happens, like takes place. Like there's okay. really white people who in politics running around
no,
and
definitely.
Pushing each other in front of trains.
Absolutely.
I feel like that is real life. Jessica Jones is like, I'm telling you, it's like Law and Order, but like everybody has, well, some of them have superpowers.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try to look at it again, but.
Like Mariska Hargitay.
At first I was like, I don't know if I can do that.
Mariska. Like if she could pick up a bus.
Okay, yeah.
It's good.
I can't wait to watch
you.
It now.
It's more of a like a mystery whodunit or thriller sort of thing.
Ooh, like Clue?
Sure.
I love Clue.
No, that's comedy.
Okay, well.
But whatever.
Yes, it's, it
I liked
matter.
It. That's the point.
I used to love Ally McBeal was what I was going to say.
And there was a fine black man in it.
Oh, and Ally McBeal, yes, and that dancing baby.
And Jessica Jones. But yes, all of these things are
right.
true.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, yes, about the show, Black Excellence.
So, I meant to do this last week, actually, but I forgot because,
we?
Know. Anyway.
Yes.
So, this week on Black Excellence, I want to give it to young Marseille Martin.
Oh, yes. And why is that? I mean, you could pick any reason, but.
Because she is nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for the NAACP Image Awards. And I just feel like that is so great. It's one of, I don't know how many awards this young lady is going to be nominated for. I'm not even saying this because I've gotten a chance to meet her. Mm-hmm. Like, I have stand for her since I was introduced.
And y'all look like cousins.
She has an impeccable.
Okay.
For timing, facial expressions, tone, everything, she knows comedy.
She
like
does.
She gets it. Mm-hmm. And she cracks me up every week. Black has just been nominated for a shit ton of awards at this show, and I hope that they win all of them, because like I just am addicted. I've always sitcoms. I've always loved comedy shows and things like that, and Black is just one of the few newer Black comedies that genuinely makes me laugh every week.
It's so good, and she is so good. Diane is one of the best written characters on TV, and that little girl just nails it. She
the
just
lines
nails
they write
it
for her are just,
but she delivers them in such an adult but like sassy little girl type of way. Like that character is so, she's precocious, but she doesn't, you know, she doesn't cross the line into like
she's
bratty
smart,
territory, but she's smart, right?
Like, and she's the smartest.
Right. And she makes adults think twice. Like, she's just, she's everything. Shout out to her. Shout out to Marseille.
Also, I want to give Black excellence to Shaniqua Davis, who's an author. I actually got a chance to meet her at the toy drive that I had this past weekend in Harlem at the Nail Suite. And she just happened to stop by. First of all, shout out to everybody who came and donated stuff. We got over like close to like 150 toys or something like that. And she came by with copies of a book that she wrote, which is called Chloe and Her Two Red Shoes, about a little girl who finds like a trunk of her mom's like hand-me-downs or something. Then she gets a pair of red shoes that helps her appreciate like what she has and hand-me-downs and that kind of thing. So it's like a children's book. Mm-hmm. So,
it
you
sounds
know,
cute.
If your kids or some kids, you know, are anything like I was when I was in the twos and threes and fours, then you can get them this book. It's on Amazon. They've got the Prime and things like that. Have your kids reading something with a little Black girl doing something nice.
Shout out to her.
And also Patti LaHale for the Got to Be Real movie.
Oh my God. I thought that was going to be in the Hot Topics, honestly, because it was that major.
I mean, if you want to just start the Hot Topics with
Well, you know what? Let's just do that then. So,
so this week in Hate, Aretha. I
Man,
just...
listen. So if you don't, if you haven't heard of Got to Be Real, you have to go find this. Google it right now. Got and then the numeral 2, the letter B, and then real on YouTube. And catch up on the series itself, because every episode is hilarious. And there's nothing like watching that shit for
just
the first
binge.
Time.
Just,
yes, just right. Just do like Netflix and watch every single episode and then watch the movie and catch all of your life. Because it is, it's excellent. And I feel like it's the perfect send off to the show. She wants to never touch Got to Be Real again. She's done more than we could have ever asked.
Because listen, honestly, I completely understood and related with her when she was like, these niggas are on my nerves with all of these demands
yes.
and requests and
where's
all of
the new
this,
episode?
You know, like shoving bullshit yeah. in my face, talking yeah. about where is this and that. They're like, you have no idea. I'm just sitting there and watching those videos. Before any of that even happened, like the amount of work it must take to pull all of these clips to sync like your voices yeah. to do all of those voices and then sync them on time with the mouths and do all of this extra shit and write these songs yeah. and just for laughs.
Her ability to mimic their voices is just it's part of what makes the show so good, because there's lots of people who do like dubbed over YouTube videos of, you know, classic divas or whatever, but there's none quite as funny as Patti LaHale, because she gets those impressions down.
First of all, she sounds just like a
her
lot
Mariah
of these
Carey.
And if she doesn't, if the voice isn't like exactly spot on, it's just like hilariously like yeah. dramatized right. or exaggerated so that we laugh. Like, fucking what's her name, Dionne Warwick's yeah. voice.
Which,
that one time
that
Carrie Hilson
off.
I mean
when Carrie Hilson showed up and everybody's CPS screamed
right. It's just, it's so funny, it's shady again.
Oh, it's so good.
This so, girl, like, she has a very great idea and a knowledge of timing and
yes,
like punchlines. And she was, like you said, there are a lot of people who do YouTube clips with whatever. I feel like I don't really remember watching many of them before her. But either way, like, she's smart enough to take like actual things that the celebrity said and do it in her voice and like implement it into the actual dialogue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like she, it's almost like they're saying it because she knows how to to do this.
Right.
Anyway.
And she knows, like, the celebrities behind it. Like, she knows the backstory. She knows about how Aretha and Patty and Dion and all of them have been getting along or not getting along, like, over the decades. She's not just some brand new stan who came out of nowhere and decided to start making videos. Like, she actually knows the artists
she
and their histories.
Clips.
And that's why that movie was like a documentary. And then she kept going back, like, in time with, like, older clips to set up, like, the next scene that she was talking about. I just thought it was so well done.
To the point where when I've seen these people, these celebrities in real interviews or, you know, press appearances, I feel like I'm watching the show.
Yes.
When Patty was on The Breakfast Club,
when she
did that shit with James Wright, House of Chanel, where they were cooking together. When Aretha did Beautiful Grounds.
Yes. When Aretha said Beautiful Gowns about Taylor Swift.
It felt like, this has got, oh, where is she? Like,
I actually thought Patti LaHale came up with it first. Like, is this a clip from Patti LaHale? And then y'all just trying to make it seem like Aretha said this, because it's straight off the show. Like, that's the type of comedy that she delivers every single time she puts out a new episode of Got to Be Real. So
shout out to you.
Yes, ma'am. Because you are it, girl. That movie was everything. The whole Bobby Christina tribute and everything at the beginning almost knocked the Young Thug out. Almost.
Yeah, that was sweet.
It was sweet. So.
I'm hope, you know, you can go and definitely, like we said, if you've never watched it, go watch it.
Yes.
There are a ton of videos. There is lots of stuff. And I really can't wait to see how she's going to use her gift for comedy in the future. Mm-hmm. I think that she's taking donations and things
yes,
like that.
Yes, and donate to her, because she is
done a whole lot of shit for you niggas to laugh for free.
All these episodes that Got to Be Real she put out, fixing niggas' days and shit, go on and drop a little something in that girl's purse.
Like, we literally got together and we're like, oh, so it's Got to Be Real night. Like,
yes.
What? Like, Dustin, Fran.
Right. Hey, these niggas call me, talk about where you at. Come over.
Everybody
Got to Be Real just dropped. All right.
Watching Got to Be Real.
And I dropped everything and went uptown to watch Got to Be Real. Yes. And I'm going to do it again.
Anyway. All right. So.
I'm glad. That's nice when we start off with something good.
Right.
And
is there
positive.
Anything else that's. Let's see.
It's a good
got
thing.
Good news here. I don't see any.
No, still.
I'm trying to find a positive story.
Well, maybe we can. Maybe pick something.
Lil Kim's working on a new album.
What happened to the PayPal album?
I think that
already
happened.
Already went triple platinum.
See, the thing about that is that we didn't care.
Okay.
And so I think that it actually did eventually come out, but no one
really
gave
though?
Shit.
Did anybody actually listen to it?
Yeah, I know the mixtape came out digitally.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't like it. Like, I remember not liking it. But I think that she was supposed to actually ship hard copies to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that happened or not.
Okay.
But yeah, no, she said that she. I think on a Hot 97 interview or something, she said she's working on a new album for next year.
Okay.
So.
You have fun with that, Kim. I don't.
I'm going to.
So here's the thing. Lil Kim is a rap legend.
Icon.
Yes. And nobody can take that away from her, no matter what.
You're done. That was period. And full stop.
New music? I just don't feel
I
need it.
To give her a shot. Like,
I'm gonna listen. I just don't feel like I'm gonna need it.
Cause I feel like, you know what? Lil Kim has been laying low. She's been making appearances and performing her. She just performed with Mary the other day. And that was cute. You know, mm-hmm. She had a baby. Her baby's cute. I feel like she's just kind of been laying low. Now would be an amazing time for her to put out a good album.
It would.
And just, you know, knock everybody to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Will she?
I can't say that I've been overly impressed by any of Lil Kim's bars since like 1999. So...
Okay, that was drastic.
Maybe a little bit, but I'm just saying, there's been nothing from Kim in recent years to make me think, yes, a Lil Kim album, I can't wait. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying my expectations are set where they are because of the past decade or so, and it just is what it is. But I'm not going to hate on it. I will absolutely listen to it fair and unbiased.
I really want it to be good. Like, I really want it to be good.
I want it to be good, too.
And I feel like, okay, Kim has to be... as far from broke as a rapper can be. Like, Kim has to have money. I just really feel like she has enough. I don't know what her label situation is looking like,
mm-hmm.
but if Kim can reach out and pay all of like the top producers in mm-hmm. the game right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about if she can get her hands on Timbaland, call Metro Boomin, call Mike Will, DJ Mustard, 40, Swizz Beatz, Just Blaze. I don't give a shit. Call all of these like
yes.
big producers, mm-hmm. get nothing but the best beats. Steal some from Nicki if you have to. I don't care what it is that you have to do. Just get some great beats. Get the best writers. Get the best, you know, get niggas who are going to say, you know, no and receive the no.
Yes.
Like, be like, no, this doesn't sound good. Don't use any more auto-tune. Don't right. attempt to sing. Mm-hmm. Just give us like...
Take whatever's in your ass out.
A badass album. That's it. And I know that she can do it, and I'm really hoping that she pulls it off.
Okay. You know what? I share your cautious optimism, and
yes.
I'm going to wait and see what Kim does. I don't get into the Stan Wars because I don't feel that strongly about Nicki or Kim. I'm not one of the...
Same.
I'm not doing all that. You kids can hold your font. I do not care. But the comparison has been there for so long, and it's been such a huge thing because Nicki has dominated everybody in the female rap game for, I mean, how long has it been now? Like 5-6 years at least?
7-8.
And Nicki has been cleaning up everything. So I would love to see somebody else. There's nothing wrong with healthy competition and having faces come in and do other stuff. Like, I'm ready for it.
Well, the era of Nicki being out here by herself is very much done. Like, if we probably have another few years of her being like the soul girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most rap fans, music fans at this point, mm-hmm. even if you love Nicki, are interested in seeing somebody else be like
yeah.
out here, top bill, that sort of thing. If Kim was real about her shit.
Oh, hell.
Now, they would squash whatever little bullshit it is that they have.
Yep, and get Nicki on the album.
And get it done. But, you know,
that's
I doubt it. I would really feel like a pig would take off.
Yes.
Before
full
that. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's okay. It doesn't need to happen. You can pull out, you know, the classic hit up out of the locks, Puff. You know, all the
people. I mean,
she's
already on Puff's album doing, or EP or whatever that was he put out.
Whatever.
Making music that sounds like that, which I wasn't entirely opposed to, but most rappers don't get better as they age. So, but you know what? I'm still going to hold it on for Kim. That's all right. That's all right. We're going to wait and see.
One thing I do want to say, though, very quickly about Lil' Kim while we're still talking about her is I saw this clip. Some of y'all tagged me in. Why? Whatever. But I just want to get this out of the way. Wendy Williams was apparently talking about Lil' Kim and said something like, you know, that's the queen bee. Long before Beyonce, this was the only bee and she was the first bee. And she, you know, is the legendary queen bee and this, that whole thing or whatever. And, oh, I, you know, was fucking in the 90s. Great. I don't understand why we keep doing this. Okay. What? Kim was...
What?
You know, queen bee or is the queen bee. And that's like a complete... When Kim called herself queen bee, it's because she was queen bitch. She had the song queen bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She was literally like... Nicki at that time, you know what I'm saying? She was the rap girl who was completely rapping different, who was completely out of pocket, rude, eat a dick, I don't give a fuck, I'll shoot you. Like, she was the queen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And nobody can take that away from her. Beyonce's queen, and her name's Beyonce. Like, every B. Like, that's what, no one's like, comparing the two of them, like they call her Queen B because her fucking name's Beyonce. It starts with a B. Her name's B for short. She's Queen. I don't see how people are getting in their feelings about
Stop
those
this.
Two things.
Right.
They don't. They're what? How? You remember when she and Nicki performed together, like the Flawless remix or something?
Oh, at the title show?
And Nicki was like, you know, the queen of rap slaying with Queen B.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Kim was upset because she said Queen B. I thought she'd be upset about the Queen of Rap part.
I was going to say that wasn't more offensive.
But niggas were saying that she was mad about the Queen B part, and I'm like, but she's not.
At least Beyonce's name starts with a B, girl.
Right. Your name.
We're not spelling it
Kimberly
out like the insect usually. Like it's
Denise.
Queen.
It's not.
Initial B.
This they're end, for end. Two different.
Who cares?
I don't, what is.
Did you think nobody else was ever going to be referred to as Queen B for the rest of eternity? It's not even that, like, unique in the first place.
You're a rapper. She's a singer. They're not even...
Oh,
how,
girl, who cares?
What?
Whatever. You niggas are bored.
Tyler Perry.
So, I already know where this is going, and I'm just going to go ahead and stop you right there. No, because listen, I got baptized at a young age,
hosting.
And I won't be doing this.
So, I guess Fox is putting on a live musical...
No.
Rendition no, of The Passion. That is right. The Passion of Jesus Christ. And it's being hosted by Tyler Perry. Now, I'm just going to let you know that I'm typically late for most things. I'm really going to be late for this. I'm going to be absent because... Why?
So
why would I? Why would I ever? What? Okay. I don't know what you expect me to say about this or how to react to
Fox
this.
Fox then put out a statement like explaining why they would hire Tyler Perry to host their Passion of the Christ. What? Like, so wait a minute. So they're like redoing the movie or
I don't
are they
think
doing like
that
some kind
it's
of play?
The Mel Gibson shit.
Okay.
I think that because they have just said The Passion. So I'm thinking that this is going
so
to be
like a, so it's the
like
Easter
a
thing.
Musical.
Okay.
However their rendition is.
Regardless, the answer is
of
no.
That portion of Christ's story.
The answer is no.
I just don't want to see a live musical where Jesus walks around in a 32-inch lace front.
Right.
Curing dark-skinned niggas of HIV because, you know, they were playing ball instead of coming home to their wife. Like, I'm
right.
just, I'm not, I don't want it. I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus
please.
Gonna be laying hands on Instagram thoughts and shit. It's gonna be trash. I'm sorry. As soon as you put Tyler Perry's name on it, I'm automatically like, just everybody pump your brakes, hold the goddamn phone. I don't need Tyler Perry in charge of nothing. I'm sorry. Absolutely nothing.
Maybe what they're going to do is have a musical that Tyler is literally just hosting, where he just is in a suit and he says, and you know, that was Jennifer Hudson and, you know,
Oh Holy Night.
Brashear Gray.
Okay.
Singing, you know, Long As I Got King Jesus, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe...
I don't think so.
Either way, I'm not watching it because I know the story, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus and I are cool. You know, we speak on a daily basis. He knows I know he.
Okay.
And I just don't feel like this is necessary for my life.
Nobody asked for this. I know Jesus didn't ask for this, and it's his story. So really, this is quite rude of Fox to just be like, oh, we'll just put Tyler Perry in charge of this when nobody requested for this to happen. Nobody wants to see Madea up on the cross, my nigga, or whatever bullshit he's about to come up with. The answer is no. I'm not looking at that, period.
Mary's walking around in a muumuu with like a Glock.
Joseph is light-skinned with cornrows.
Granny panties. Like, I just don't. I'm just not. I don't want it. I'm not interested.
The three wise men are all out of the local, like, county correctional center or some shit. I'm not doing this with Tyler Perry.
I don't want it.
Fuck, no. It's going to be a bunch of T.I.s and shit. No.
I know that he died for me. And.
Let me tell you what my guy said.
And that's all I need.
I'm not doing this with Tyler Perry.
So apparently Rihanna is still choosing songs for her album.
I heard that. I think Sia said that.
Sia was speaking with BBC and she said that Rihanna came over the other night, listened to half of 25 songs, pulled 4 of them, and that's all she knows. So I don't know how long ago the other night is.
Right.
But seeing as how tickets for this tour are on sale.
Right.
I would have thought at least they were wrapping them bitches up in some plastic.
Yeah, I thought, but you know, this has been one of the strangest album rollouts I've seen from like a major artist in a long time.
Very long.
Because it's been like months of teasing this album and it's not even done. I don't get this. And I heard, so obviously this may not be true, but I heard after Adele came out and, you know, Adele, that Rihanna was like, okay, well, I want a number one and I'm not losing it even to Adele. So she's pushing it, like deliberately delaying it until after the Adele reign lets up a little
bit. But see, the thing about that is, and again, that's probably a rumor or whatever, but either way, Adele teased this album, what, March? Like, she posted some shit on like Facebook or Instagram or wherever, like the top of the year, and was like, just so you girls know,
right, it's coming.
I'm done making these Easy Macs. This year is mine. So I'm giving you all of the months.
She did.
That your heart desires. Get your shit out of the way, girl. Because when I show up, you already know. It goes down when Adele's in town.
Exactly. So, exactly.
I don't know why. And we've known.
She put out the single and she was doing media everywhere. Like,
Rihanna had singles out at that time.
Okay, but see, the difference is Adele put out a single and then 6 to 8 weeks later, she put out an album. I don't know what I'm saying. Rihanna is
like,
doing.
We knew that Rihanna was working on music at that time. So if that, for that to be true, it's just kind of like, you must have just hated everything. Like, you must be right. Very clear on the artistic direction that you want to take with this album, mm-hmm. or maybe not so clear, because you had to have heard a million songs have been like garbage, garbage, trash, garbage, garbage, trash.
Right.
For you to have been like, oh, well, here we are now that Adele has the entire Earth's fucking wig, you know, in the drawer with her tampons and shit. And you just like, oh, well, I want a number one. That doesn't make sense. You're out here.
It doesn't.
Doing this Haunted Mansion ass commercial for these fucking, this phone that I don't even
Which
know actually exists.
It.
Like, I don't even know if this is a real phone. I've never seen or heard of it. Yeah. I don't know anybody that owns it. I just want to hear the music. Yeah. It's no shade. I just want it.
I don't want no more skits and online interactive demos and weird videos
Poltergeist
on a mobile site. And random singles that don't sound anything alike. Like, I'm just ready for your body of work whenever you're ready to release it, you know. But I just had no idea she was still in the picking songs out and like finalizing the track list phase. Like, my God. So this is just, Rihanna will be putting this album out whenever the hell she feels like it.
Feels
She's
like
not
it.
Pressed about the way you niggas are.
And not a second earlier, sweetheart.
I heard Sia is putting out an album of all the songs that the A-listers rejected. Or not all of them, but like some of her favorites, I guess, that she shopped to artists and they rejected them. So I think she's going to record them and put them on an album, which is a pretty dope concept.
I feel like Sia doesn't entirely know what she's doing either. Covering your face up when we all know what you look like. Like,
I think that's more of a, well, when I read an interview, she was saying it was more of an effort to get people to talk about her music and not talk about her or the way she looks or whatever. But when you do that,
that doesn't make sense. And that's what I'm saying. I don't understand where you're going with that. So you thought that you were going to cover your whole entire skull in hair every time you perform. And people were just going to be like, oh, that music's just great. Who cares what she looks like?
Nobody was going to say, that curtain of hair in front of that girl's face, though. Like,
no, they're going to say, why is Sia laying face down in a mattress while Lena Dunham performs her song? Like, it just doesn't. But again, no shade to either one of these people. I'm a huge fan of both of their catalogs. So,
I mean, I feel like I've been waiting on Anti all year, but I guess I'll just keep on waiting.
That's the thing. I'm just not in any rush for it. I want it to be good, you know, and I'll listen to it whenever you put it out. I'm just confused.
She gave us plenty of albums. Like, Rihanna has put out enough. So if she wants to take her time with this one, I get it.
You're promoting this album like it's about to come out any day now. And then we're hearing that she's like still humming.
Right. Not only is there no release date, like the track list is not even finalized. Like, much less a lead single. Like, we don't even know what all's gonna be on the album yet. So if you was waiting on Rihanna for Christmas or something, gonna let that go. This shit is not happening.
That little girl from her album cover is like, can I put this balloon down now? Can I take this
right now?
Off
I thought
face?
For sure, like, after I'm she put tired. Out the album art, I said, okay, it's got to be.
Oh,
like,
it's gonna drop tonight.
Yes.
Like, it's about to be out. Why or whatever. Tonight, she was like, no, well, you know, I've got bitch better have. Actually, I may not even have that. I don't know what it's gonna sound like, but it's gonna sound.
Yes, that is really what she's telling us. You just have to deal with it. So, okay.
All right. Well, hopefully it's decent. It should be, shouldn't it? I guess we just won't shut up this week.
No, I didn't know if you were done with the topics or not.
There's just so much to cover. Did you hear about Jennifer Lewis?
Jennifer Lewis?
Not my fave. Jennifer Lawrence.
I was going to say, what did Jennifer Lewis do? Don't do this to me.
No.
What did Jennifer... Well,
Jennifer Lewis is like awesome.
Jennifer Lawrence and the Dior story about how she wanted Amy Schumer to wear her exact same dress.
I don't care about anything you just said.
Well, hell, how am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
Apparently, she was on Stephen Colbert's show to promote this new movie that she's doing, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she joked about having a stomach virus at some point and threw some shade at Lindsay Lohan. When she said, I get like Lindsay Lohan grade exhaustion, but without any drugs or alcohol. And made fun of throwing up all the time. Lindsay Lohan responded.
Okay.
By referring Jennifer Lawrence and her fans to Maya Angelou's poem,
No.
Still I Rise.
Oh my God. I bet you didn't.
Lindsay Lohan.
No, she didn't. What did she quote and like a stanza of it?
Oh, there's a screenshot.
Oh, God.
It looks like a Hallmark card. Like, you know.
Like a mahogany?
Yes.
Over in the Negro section.
Absolutely.
Right next to the Latinos and the Jews.
With the fucking safari, this Lion King ass background.
Right. Oh, African safari ass settings and shit on these
cards. I don't
cards.
Even know what to make
They
of
always
that.
Brown and gold.
The literal, look at the color.
It is brown and fucking, yes, with the orange, it's the sunset in the background. That's what it always
this
is.
This Serengeti ass picture.
Oh my
picture.
God.
Anyway.
So, all right.
Jennifer Lawrence, we've talked about her a lot on this show before. I really enjoy her, like, mm-hmm. as a person. I feel like she seems like she would be somebody
Famous
I could
last
be
words.
Really cool. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, have, like, a fun conversation with in passing or whatever. Like, she'd be a great, like, a fun interview.
Every time we say something like this about somebody, they turn around and fuck up. Like,
oh, I was literally about to follow that by saying I don't think she's very great at what she does for a living.
Oh, you don't think she's a good actress?
She's not, like, wretched, but I don't think that she's, I'm about to be in everything good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
once you win that Oscar, it's like...
I know, but not necessarily for everyone.
Role. Well, I mean, obviously
it's
not
plenty of black
dark,
Oscar
right.
winners out here who still up for the same roles
no,
and don't
I
get
mean,
them.
I mean, young, cute white girls. Once they win that Oscar, it's like the door is wide open.
She's still playing Mystique in X-Men. I don't know why. I don't understand it. She doesn't look like a mutant. She doesn't look like Mystique mm-hmm. to me. She looks like Jennifer Lawrence covered in blue paint and like blue Fruity Pebbles.
Well,
I don't
know what a
like
Mystique
it.
Is, but... If you don't like it, I'll take your word for it.
I don't
it.
Think she was good in American Hustle. I don't think that she was good in, what was that other fuck? I don't think she's been very great in Hunger Games or interesting or likable in that movie. I thought that she was good in Silver Linings Playbook. I've just seen
yeah,
a lot of movies with her in it where I'm just like, she's cute and I like her as a person, but she's not great. Like, I just don't, I'm not,
yeah,
I don't feel
kind
it.
Of a little tired of her. I mean, I could see that. I'm probably a bigger fan of Jennifer Lawrence's interviews than I am of her acting, because I haven't even seen a good 80% of the movies you just listed off. I've only seen like Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle, and both of those I liked. So I didn't know about, I don't know if I'm going to go see Joy, just because I feel like this is the same kind of character that I've seen out of Jennifer these past two movies, but...
Oh my God. I don't know why this just made me think of that. And I was going to say, I hate to shit on Tyler Perry again. Did you know that
no,
he is going to be in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel?
So anyway, like I was saying, I don't know if she's going to play the same role again like she has before.
Why do we need Madea to be
We don't. What is he going to do? Is he like the voice of Shredder? What is he on this? No, actually don't tell him because I don't want to know, because I'm taking my nephew to see that movie. And I know I just better not see Todd Perry's black ass nowhere on that screen. So, but anyway.
Meek Mill is...
You just had to give us a white news story. She's like, what? Lindsay Lohan? What? I'm Lindsay Lohan tired. Girl,
well, somebody
who
said something about it. And
I just
I
don't see why Lindsay would be in her feelings. Like, Lindsay Lohan grade exhaustion sounds like a pretty tame joke as far as Lindsay Lohan jokes go. So,
well, Jennifer Lawrence, maybe Jennifer Lawrence is like white Halle Berry. Maybe she's like an actress that like the white
Hollywood like. Oh, so she's like being mean right now by saying that.
No,
shit,
I'm saying
like,
maybe she is a caliber of star that her opinion has like a ripple effect for what they say.
I guess. Well,
I don't know.
Whatever, girls. Meek Mill did what?
Meek Mill allegedly, he's on trial for violating his probation. And, you know, he was on social media a few days ago, you know, begging for your prayers and, you know, shoes or whatever.
I've been praying for you since June.
I mean, who hasn't?
Steady and unceasing.
So he had to submit a urine sample as, you know, people on probation typically
Please
do.
Tell me this is just a rumor.
I'm reading you what many reports I have read about this.
Oh, God. Tell me he did
My
not.
Manager came to me talking to me about this story.
Oh, so, God.
The story goes that he gave, instead of, so he's taking a drug test.
Right.
Instead of submitting his urine, he submit a cup of cold water.
Okay. Just cold water.
When the authorities inquire about this cup of Dasani and why it isn't piss, he allegedly responds by saying that he is trying to get in shape and he's been taking numerous protein shakes.
Oh my God.
And that is why his urine came out cold, clear, and odorless, I guess.
Are you serious?
Doesn't stop there.
Do you know how many people take protein shakes and don't urinate straight water? All of them.
Who does? I don't, like, that's not how
what?
Urine works.
Urine doesn't come out cold, my nigga.
So they're saying that Nikki was at the courthouse or wherever with him, and then she testified and backed up his story and said that he's a little irresponsible, but he's getting his shit together or something to that effect.
This can't be real.
So I'm just waiting for one of them to be like, don't believe that bullshit.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest fucking story, because I keep hearing about it and no one is like, it's a lie. No one's even, I don't even know if I've seen anyone imply that it's false.
Right.
And
it's not like Nikki's not on the internet, because she's defending her record sales and Pink Prints and the streams and all that. She's been doing that shit all day. So.
And I mean, if you're staying out of shit that ain't got nothing to do with you, I completely understand that. But I mean, you serve Meek up to us on a silver platter every other chance you get. I'm so tired of these niggas making life hard for this bitch. Like, just leave. Just quit.
Yes.
Nikki should be a lesbian. You know, I always suggest that women try it out.
Yes.
Although I've never actually tried a vagina for myself.
I was going to say, you keep encouraging people to try vaginas, but you never do.
I just feel like lesbians just live much easier lives because dick isn't involved.
That's probably true. I don't know yet.
I feel like it's easier for you to, you know, live your life openly loving women than it is for a man. I feel like, you know, there is sweet heat.
Y'all have sizzle and every...
You have sweet heat.
And you have...
Sweet heat is fun.
Hold on, but y'all have events all over the country. It ain't never no black lesbian events all over the country. Sweet heat is like
you have
one of two.
Fun ones where people actually come out, some with their lovers. I'm talking about bitches who come with the person that they are in a relationship with and have fun with that bitch the whole goddamn
lesbians
week.
Lesbians plan couples trips.
They don't tell their lovers, oh my goddamn grandma has gout and we're all going to be by her bedside in Tuscaloosa this weekend so they can gas up the Prius and go hit it down to South Beach and be gay and sucking dick at all over.
Mm. Okay, I mean...
Listen, I observe, okay? I dip in and out
That's
of all
fine.
Of the communities, and I'm just speaking... You know what I'm saying?
That's true. However, you niggas have all the parties all over the country. There's always
for the girls to come wearing Balmain H&M outfits and pretend that they're there to have fun.
But the thing is that you have options.
No.
There's gay shit everywhere. There's parties everywhere. There's gay man clubs everywhere. Every fucking gay app is geared towards men.
Lies.
What? Really?
Just because you said, first of all,
gay apps lesbian, off the top of my
that's
head.
Because these queens are out here on the hunt y'all, for dick.
Y'all have all the access.
Be the ones
y'all have
in relationships.
You don't have nothing.
Y'all get married after a fucking trimester talking about we about to move in together and all this stuff and be with the bitch for a decade.
Okay, but the 30 of
course you ain't searching for pussy.
Have nothing to do.
You've got sweet heat. You've got
You don't understand the struggle.
Niggas, queendom in niggas, Atlanta.
Right. That's why I said one of like two, maybe three. Because you niggas can pick up the phone and pull up five different apps and find a nigga in 20 minutes or less.
Options.
You can get niggas delivered.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is that there are less women in the gay community who are actively searching for dick in a 2 mile or searching for vagina in a 2 mile radius.
Yes. I'm saying that if you look at our neighborhood in Harlem, like that whole 10 block radius, I guarantee
you. So do you think?
You know I'm right. It's like gay
that these niggas be hopping on Jacked and Grindr and Buff and Scruff and Woof or whatever the fuck these shits be called.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like these niggas be on there and be like, sup guy, let's go get some Starbucks and talk about, you know, the debates.
I didn't say everybody was on there looking for a husband.
It's come on over, let's pop a squat. And you take your ass home.
All right.
And if that's your ministry, shout out. It's fine. But what I'm saying is, bitch, if you decide to live the les life, that means once you find somebody to latch on, like Sam Smith says, to you, you will be just fine. Because that bitch ain't gonna have no apps that you need to peruse. You ain't gotta shove her goddamn thumb on the goddamn trackpad or whatever to make sure that she ain't hitting
up no studs or no femmes.
Maybe you do, but not like with niggas.
Okay, but at least you have more niggas to date.
I
meet one lesbian that I'm attracted to every year.
Lesbians just seem to be a jollier folk. The ones I am around when I hang around, these bitches, they are having a good time. They are like enjoying themselves. Yes, every now and then they might have to go upside each other's head with a Heineken bottle or a Red Stripe or whatever the fuck.
It's all the time.
What was it the brat used? Hypnotic, Grey Goose, whatever. Sometimes, you know, bitches need stitches.
Sometimes.
But for the most part, I feel like your life will just be stress-free. And I wish that I wish I could understand the like logistics of the vagina. And
I mean, it's not difficult. I mean, it's multifunction, but it's not
like
hard
from
to
an
out.
Appetizing perspective.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well,
sometimes I feel like, you know, if I were into women, even if it was just like a bisexual thing, but like for real, not like Love and Hip Hop, like for real. And I was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and have a girlfriend so that my life could be immensely easy. I mean, just so anyway.
Right. So anyway, back to Nikki and these niggas around her making bad decisions.
Just
making her look awful.
Gay girl. You dabbled with
it
in the beginning.
It's not that easy. You can't just be gay.
I feel like regardless, choosing pussy it's gonna be the better choice. It's gonna be the better decision.
Like, you're saying if a woman is at all attracted to women, she should harness that that feeling.
Try it out.
Do your very
best. Give it a shot
to make the woman think.
You
work.
Never know if you feel it in your spirit.
Okay.
And you just give it a shot. You may be like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much easier life is on this side of things. Women have to give better head. Women, you know,
I believe
like,
that that's true.
Care about you and
some
shit like that.
Not the tall, super fine, light skinned ones. They tend to not. But I guess that's true for men too. So.
May 2, 2016.
I mean, Nikki,
I'm telling
who knows?
You
might just be able to let the whole Meek Mill situation drop. And I don't see it, but keep your hands for real about it.
Because I just don't understand. Anyway, so that's all I've got this week. I was going to talk about 11 Hip Hop, but for work.
What? Are you serious? Because it was the only thing I was waiting for all day yesterday, and they did not even have Cardi B on the episode.
Why was everybody waiting for new Cat Stacks?
Because she is hilarious. Are you serious?
What I don't pay watching? Close enough
attention
to her.
I mean, I wanted to see Remy, but literally Remy and Papoose storyline is the only other shit that I gave a fuck about.
Like, it's it could have been I care about, period.
It could have been Remy and Papoose and Cardi B and then occasional check-in on Mendeecees in federal prison, and I would have been fine right there with them three stories the whole episode. Everybody else on that show can go to hell. I don't care.
I feel like Remy and Papoose could have had their own little show. And I really wish that that's what this was. It isn't. I understand that a lot of you are looking forward to Cardi B. I don't get it. But again,
she's entertaining. She's funny and real.
Illiterate.
That too, but she owns it and she says it. She says stuff like, I should have been studying and worrying about my grades and shit and not dropping out of college.
How's that any different than Jocelyn Hernandez?
Well, first of all... I didn't say it all was all that different from Jocelyn Hernandez. But secondly, I haven't, from what I've seen of Cardi B's personality on Instagram, which is pretty much the only place I've seen her, she owns her wholeness. She's very much like, so listen, I'm a stripper in the Bronx, or I was a stripper in the Bronx, and I do this, 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 and I fuck your man, and I this, 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 this. Like, she just lays it all out there, and she's very real about it. She's not, I feel like Jocelyn Hernandez is almost trying to pretend like, who she is somebody that isn't that. Like, she's trying to pretend like she's an actual... No, because Jocelyn gets on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and acts like she's selling out arenas. And... Right. Which is why...
But when she first came on the show, that's what she did too. She like, I fucked your man. I wanted some money. He bought me some shoes. I don't give a fuck about her.
And every time Jocelyn Hernandez is on TV acting like she's anything better than that, I roll my eyes and say, how are you going to act like you're not the same old stripper bitch? Like, she acts like she's better than other strippers, like talks down to strippers for stripping. Like, bitch, that's what you did. Like, that's why I don't like Jocelyn.
Give Cardi B a few more
Maybe
checks.
All she needs is a few checks. Maybe.
And a few more hosting jobs. And she's going to be out here like she's Lady Day too.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Well, until
and I'm
she does.
Fully here for if you are, you know, do whatever you want with your body and your sexuality. You have every right to do that, whatever you mm-hmm. want to. And I appreciate people mm-hmm. who are that way and are very open and honest with it, because there's nothing wrong with that. But you trying to make a living off of it and then convince me that I'm supposed to treat you like you're Michelle Obama, or I'm supposed to treat you like you like cured some sort of a disease, or I'm even supposed to treat you like you're like a musician or something. Like, I'm not going to act like I'm looking at Oprah or Felicia Rashad or somebody that like does something just because you're like, I sleep with niggas and I'm proud of it and we got bottle service.
That is every woman on every Love & Hip Hop franchise. That is all of them.
Right, but that's my thing. I don't think that these people are really understanding that we don't give a fuck. Like, we don't care about you. Let me speak for me then.
Okay.
I don't care about you. I'm watching this shit because it's entertaining. Like, I don't. If I was walking down the street somewhere and you were getting jumped, I wouldn't jump in to help you. Most people probably wouldn't jump in to help you. I feel like most people would pull out a fucking iPhone and they would record it and send it to World Star Hip Hop. Like, you have to get real about the fact that you're entertaining people, and most of this shit ain't real anyway. Cat Stacks got all upset and was talking about how Cardi B is the new her.
Cat Stacks is still alive.
And they approached, it was surprising to me as well, they approached her about it and they tried to get her on Atlanta. She didn't want to do whatever storyline they came up with. Like, they wanted her to get back with her ex, then fuck a rapper, and then they wanted Rich Dollaz to be like, they write all of this stuff, but we know that.
Right.
So it's like, I think that the people who are being casted for these reality shows are delusional. I don't think that they realize that we are simply using this as an entertainment, a form of entertainment, and a means of getting a great laugh after a long Monday or Tuesday or whatever. And at the end of the day, you're all expendable, replaceable. Do something.
But I think Cardi B does understand that because she talks a lot about how she's had to hustle and it wasn't like some cute, oh, it's just fun to be out here stripping and hoeing. Like, I had to do what I had to do in order to take care of, you know, my life and be able to live in this fucking city. So not like, I don't understand the gravity of reality TV, but more like I'm willing to do whatever for a check. I don't think she gives a fuck.
I don't care about that.
I think she's entertaining. I want to see her cut somebody else, snatch somebody's weave. I cannot wait to see that shit.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to entertain the hell out of me. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck about her to the extent that I just feel like, oh, girl, so we didn't get no Cardi B this episode. Like, I was sitting around waiting to see Remy Ma, the bitch with talent, the bitch who has something to do outside of this. Thank you. And I got what I came there for. And then I'm seeing these memes talking about, were you waiting for the regular shit, Megula, Degula? A girl from the Bronx and you don't see her. I'm like, damn, everybody really lives for Cardi B. I had
so you feel
no
away
idea.
Because niggas was like hype for Cardi.
I don't feel away. I just had no idea that people like that she has like.
Well, it's
stands.
And that's mostly an Instagram social media type thing. Like, people don't really know Cardi B outside of social media at all. Whereas Remy Ma,
I heard of her.
Right. Whereas I'm not surprised that Cardi wasn't on the episode. Remy Ma is an established artist, so it's Papoose. In whatever capacity, they are names that are known. And so obviously they are going to be like the main niggas on the show with the biggest storyline, the biggest contracts, like obviously.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Like, what? What are we doing?
I don't even
what are we doing?
All right. All
like,
right.
What are we
I enjoyed
doing?
It. I liked it. It was good and garbagey. When Peter went over to Amina's house I get his hoes mixed up. Who's the other one? Peter and Amina.
Peter looks like a street shark or like a Bluetooth keyboard.
Peter told Amina that he needed to get his shit together. Like, the woman who just gave birth to your child, like,
I don't even care about them. I don't know anything about their story. Okay. And that's another thing. Like, who watched Love and Hip Hop New York?
I don't think we need to talk about Love and Hip Hop again because you really didn't care. You were right.
No, I mean, I'm going to watch the season. It looks good. I had no clue. The first time I heard of Cardi B was the trailer for the season. So when everybody's like, yes, Cardi B has come to save mankind.
I like Cardi B. I'm a Cardi B fan. I am.
Well, maybe I will be too.
I'm not going to claim to identify with her or say that I grew up anything like that or them is my bitches. I don't know nothing about that shit. But I find her entertaining, and I think that she's like real and refreshing, and I can't wait to see her.
She laughs like a Muppet.
She does. I mean, she has a crazy laugh, which I identify with.
Not even just the sound of it, but also the motion.
Like,
you know how Muppets, your laugh is not terrible. It's great. Her laugh is. I'm not talking about the sound of her laugh. I'm talking about the way, you know, like Muppets like bounce around and shit when they laugh. Like,
okay.
That's what
all
she
right.
does. And
all
then
right.
the sound as well. And then her face.
She does bounce when she laughs. I just noticed that.
But I know she's going to make me laugh and entertain the hell out of me.
You're
going to
love it.
That, you know, whatever. All right. We are finally done.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by Squarespace, where you can build sites that look professionally designed regardless of your skill level. You don't need any knowledge of coding or any of that really tough, confusing 1010 crap. They make it extremely easy to build a website, a portfolio, an online store, and those types of things. You get a free domain if you sign up for a year, and it has intuitive and easy-to-use tools that make it, again, very, very simple to build something that looks great and classy.
Exactly. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trusting them too, just like us. And like Kifuri said, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. They also have 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for you to look at and choose any number of different templates. And so whatever you have going on, Squarespace definitely has an option for you. Just head over to squarespace.com today and use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com and use offer code READ to get 10% off your very first purchase. It's time to build your website and you know it. So do it with Squarespace and build it beautiful. And now let's get back to the show.
So we're back. It's time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we may just answer it on the show. So this first one's nice and short. It comes from Bridget, who says, when you look back at your year in review, do you have any regrets or anything you would change Or is there anybody you are not taking with you into 2016? Thanks, and I love the show. Have you thought about the year yet? Like, just kind of taking a minute to be like, what? I feel like this year flew by.
It really just started.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I very clearly remember New Year's Eve last year and, like, being at home with a drink and some weed.
I can't believe, like, I'm about to go back home for the holidays again.
Right. Like, it's time to do it all over again. I feel like I just, like, what? Like, this.
I was thinking something today that really made me almost pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about how quickly a decade goes by. Like, because 10 years ago, I was 18. And I remember that. I mean, it doesn't feel like yesterday,
right.
But I remember what I did. I remember where I was, mm-hmm. who I hung out with that night, how many drinks I had. It wasn't that long ago.
Right.
10 years from now, I will be 38.
Which is not as old as you think it is. The look on your face right now, you're a little horrified.
38.
You're going to be a whole ass adult. Like, just, oh my God, you're going to be so, you're probably going to have a kid.
No, she won't.
I bet you will. I bet you'll have a kid. You'll probably be married.
One thing Tyler Perry did do that I respected waited until she was a crisp 45 or whatever to be like, okay, yes.
Now's the
time. I'm sorry. No, I have to get all of my whole shit and all of my expensive, irresponsible spending and all
that
kind of stuff.
You got another decade of whole shit in you?
Girl, what? Have you not been listening?
Oh, that's how y'all sustain these.
Like,
apps.
Oh my God. Like,
so, does the whole shit ever die out in
the great thing about being a gay guy is that you get to choose, like, if and when you want to do that. Wow. Like, there are no accidents. There is none of that bullshit. Like, you just be like, do you want
that's
one?
True.
You're like, sure. You know, so.
I don't know if I would regret anything that I did this year or anything that happened this year.
Man, it's so hard to get two niggas to stay together for long enough. Don't you be single? For, like,
you
just
are still thinking about
this. Do you know how many 45-year-old gay hoes there are out here?
I mean, no,
still
but
hoeing.
I feel like you do.
Because I'm tired at 28, so I don't even know how you go. Like, what? Well, I'm exhausted. Put what? Where? Get out of my face. What was the question?
So, anything you would change about 2015 or anybody you are not taking with you into 2016?
2015 was it was a huge blessing. It was a first time I ever got to go to Europe. Put a lot of things in perspective for me in many different areas of life. And I learned a lot and started new things. And I'm really excited about next year because I think that I'm starting to get over the jitters of throwing myself into work or into fields that I'm not mm-hmm. familiar with or comfortable with. I think that next year is going to be a lot more experimenting, a lot more putting myself out there, and this year preparing me for that.
Yeah.
It's the best I can do.
I guess if there was anything I would change about this year, I wouldn't have been quite so lazy. Like, I have spent I've spent a lot of time not doing anything. I should really be, yes, and it's because of these damn herb boxes.
When
that
blue dream
got
and that Girl Scout cookie hits you, bitch, there's no motivation.
So really, I've already decided to taper off on weed, like, because it's getting in the way of me actually being productive and doing the things I want to do.
Same.
So I'm gonna downgrade it to, like, an every other day kind of activity instead of an everyday all day activity.
Right.
And
it won't be that hard.
I don't think there's anybody I'm not taking with me into the next year. It's really more just like I want to keep going off the things that I'm already doing. I feel like I'm going in the right direction. I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I kind of want to just keep that going forward. So thanks so much for your question. And let's move on. Our next one comes from, gosh.
Hey, gosh.
I'm going to call her Tijuana. And Tijuana writes, my fiance and I have a beautiful one-year-old daughter, and he also has two children. I went to high school with a girl named Tijuana, and she was gorgeous.
So why not okay.
And he also has two children from a previous relationship. His oldest daughter is 11, and she hates me and our daughter.
Old enough to hate y'all at that point.
That's right. In the years since I've given birth, she has not held or touched her younger sister and complains anytime the baby cries. My fiance is bothered by it, but he just coddles her and says she's going through a lot since she's 11 and going through puberty and dealing with blended family issues.
She hates this nigga.
Kids are like, assholes.
Can you tell that nigga to
shut? Oh, my God. So y'all can't shut up y'all baby, really?
Up. My God, in here trying to watch Teen Titan Go, and this bitch just can't shut his motherfucking ass. Your child.
I find her behavior quite extreme, and of course, it's very difficult for me to get along with anybody who likes to act like my child doesn't exist. She also right. hates to be seen out in public with us because she doesn't like for people to know that her parents are divorced. She requested that her father not bring me to any school events, and I don't even care to go, but I think it's wrong that he's allowing her to call the shots just so she can hide her reality and the fact that my daughter and I exist. Our wedding is just a couple months away, and I will not be a hidden wife because his kid is going to cry about it. I had a brief conversation with his daughter. Remember, again, this girl's 11. Explaining that we need to try to accept each other and that I've been doing what I can to help our relationship. But she says she doesn't feel like explaining to people that her family failed. I told her that she's going to have to come to terms with it. Her father and I are together, and me and the baby are not going anywhere. And in the future, if I want to go somewhere.
So, girl, do you want to just post up and fight her? Like,
in the future, if I want to go somewhere with my husband, I will attend, and it will not be her call. Somehow, this erupted into.
She wants to box this child.
Well, this erupted into a big disagreement. No shit. After she told her mother, and I knew she was going to do that, and I'm not scared. By the way, his kids are mixed, and their mother is an older white lady. I'm younger and black, and it's obvious that. Our parenting styles are different. Not that I even try to parent those kids at all.
Oh, God.
In my culture, the adults call the shots rather than the kids. Yes. Did I cross a line in saying this to her? Her father feels that I shouldn't have said anything, but I felt I had to assert myself because he wasn't man enough to say what needed to be said. He feels that I'm causing unnecessary friction between everyone and that I need to just let it be and not rush anyone. My fiance says to give it time.
Oh, girl.
She's like, still explaining
I'm ready. Like, I'm ready.
The way this 11-year-old is, I feel like she knows how to manipulate her parents, and time won't heal anything, and it'll never be enough time for her to be comfortable with us being out with them. I don't see the point in being married if everyone can't know. My husband feels he's being pulled in between his kids and the woman he loves and also doesn't want to create another broken home, but I feel he needs to man up. Am I expecting too much?
Thank you.
Help.
Now.
Did I cross the line in saying this to her?
We're done. The letter's done.
Those are the two questions.
Tej, let me hit you with this.
Oh, God.
We'll just call it the he.
Tej, wanna girl.
First of all, how old does she say her child is?
Her child's one.
Okay. So you have a baby.
Yes.
Your man's child is 11. Sweetheart, at that age, I can't. What? Are you dumb, girl? Like, okay, all right.
Because I'm trying to start off calling her dumb.
Because I don't understand how you are fixing your mind to act like it doesn't have any sort of empathy or understanding in what's going on here. Like, you're talking about a child, an 11-year-old.
Right.
At that time, you're not a baby anymore. So it's not like she was like a toddler to what, like, at which age she wouldn't really understand what's going on so much, or maybe kind of sort of get it, but just kind of be like, oh, whatever, girl. I just want some,
right.
you know,
she's
some Fruity Pebbles or, you know, some Kicks. It's not that age. She's completely cognizant of the fact that her parents are no longer together. They got divorced. You are some new random bitch. And here comes this new baby that's only halfway related to her. She's not a teenager yet, which is one of the most complicated mental parts of a person's life. But she's like right. That's what I'm saying. Woo. So we talk about a little girl who, if she's not right at the door of puberty, will be soon enough, mm-hmm. and is dealing with a very complicated situation. Her parents aren't together anymore. And so you now are just expecting for her to act like, you know, all of the goddamn rivers in the world flow nothing but Mott's apple juice, and that we should just all be out here with ear-to-ear grins because yeah. we're a modern fucking family. No, girl. Like, you need to, first of all, you just had a baby with a nigga who's had a baby for 11 years.
Right.
So you knew well into this whole entire situation that he had a child with another person. You had a child with him anyway, which is completely acceptable and fine, but you have to, that ain't your damn child.
Right.
And if her mama wasn't white, she probably would have came to your residence and had a few words, if not a few blows for your motherfucking ass, talking to her goddamn child. Ooh. Like, y'all are the plastics and this is Mean Girls,
right.
and we about to just be sitting here talking about, well, you need to deal with it. No, the fuck she don't. She doesn't have, you don't need to come to her goddamn PTA meetings or her motherfucking recitals or any of that shit because you ain't her goddamn mama. And as far as her concern, as far as that child is concerned, you don't even exist to her. And I'm here to tell you that if I was an 11-year-old and that was my situation, that is exactly how I would feel. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid that age, hell, I could have been 20 when my parents would argue with each other. My parents are still together, have been my whole life. God is good. You know what I'm saying? But when they would argue and it would look tense or whatever, or like we didn't know what was going on, I would go to each of them and be like, look.
Don't.
I love the both of you. I know that you'll work things out. You're playing around here. But I just want you to know that if you do separate, you will never find love again. I will make it my mission.
It'll be because of me.
In life to see that neither of you ever have a relationship again. And I mean that at 28. I'm telling you today that if my parents were to be like, don't expect, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
It makes sense.
So you're looking at a fucking kid and you're just expecting that she's supposed to just be out here like they on a babysitter's club and everybody, life just makes sense. Girl, get a goddamn grip. If she don't want to come to your wedding and she doesn't want to recognize you as her daddy's wife or baby mama or whatever, that's her prerogative as a goddamn child. And you're going to have to deal with it because that's not your fucking baby. Period.
At age 11, I was quite moody and I had terrible mood swings and I like to just go in my room and shut the door and read books for hours, and sometimes I like to ride my bike as far as I could possibly go and not come back for it forever, and sometimes I like to be all up under my mom, and sometimes I didn't, and sometimes I wanted to yell at her because that's what happens when you're fucking 11 and all your hormones are going through you. And my parents weren't getting a divorce. I can't even fathom if my daddy showed up with another woman and a baby and I'm 11 talking about, oh, we'll just accept this woman and her child. Now, I understand it's been a year and your concerns about blending the family are valid, but you're going about it the totally wrong way. Addressing that child directly when her father already told you to stay out of it and he had talked to her, that is where you should have left it. You are not that girl's mama. And the fact that you are marrying her daddy does not give you the authority to walk up to her and decide that you're going to talk to her like she is your peer. Like, you really turned into a 12-year-old girl and told this 11-year-old, oh, well, you just need to get over it because me and your daddy ain't going nowhere and this is your sister, so just accept it. Like, it's not that easy to just accept no whole nother damn family when you wanted the one you already had. And I totally understand a child not wanting to go tell all her friends or teachers or random associates or whoever the fuck else that her family didn't work out. Like, it's a hard time in life.
Are you stupid?
And
like,
you're
are
really
you like
right.
I really want to know. And
you
I'm really sorry.
Up on this little girl, like, she was your peer. I don't get what made you feel like you could go talk to that child like that. Girl, hell yes, you were wrong. God damn. I would have slapped the shit out of you for talking to my daughter like that. Oh, what? You just need to get over it because I'm not going nowhere and this is your sister. That may very well be, but bitch, I'm dealing with it in my way. Like, your stepdaughter needs counseling. She needs to talk to her parents. They probably need some kind of therapy because clearly she's not dealing with the divorce and the new baby very well. But you are making it ever so much worse.
Worse.
Holy God. Getting
My
up in that child's
God.
Face like
You're
that.
You're reading this email to me that this woman is writing about her, and I'm sitting here like, oh, like I'm sad for the child because I can't imagine what it must feel like to be 11 years old and your parents have separated, and now here comes this new random woman and your goddamn brand new sibling that you only halfway related to. Like, you just expect that at fucking 11 she's just gonna get it and be mature. You're just
in my culture, kids don't call the shots. Okay, well, listen, me and you from the same culture, girl, and I get it. Kids don't run adults. I understand. But this is something
she's
that
not
you
your kid.
She's not just some bratty little shithead trying to cause problems and nothing's really wrong. She's just bored. This girl's going through a lot of shit and you're being the absolute opposite of empathetic. And she said something about how, oh, you know, she hasn't held or touched her younger sister, who is my daughter. We don't play that half stuff. Okay, well,
that's
maybe
fine.
You don't play halves, but she clearly does because she's not rocking with you and your kid. And you can't force her into that relationship.
I just don't understand.
You can't make her be like, oh, okay, yay, new mommy. Like, if she has issues with it, your best bet is to sit back in the cut and let your husband support his child.
No.
His child.
Your roll.
And told her,
period,
if I want to go somewhere, I'll go, like, no matter what. Sweetie, if there's a parent-teacher conference or something at the school and you have not been requested to attend, why would you?
Maybe you wouldn't be because you're not her goddamn parent. Like, I'm not, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to give you your acronym early. It's going to be WWLDW. What would Lee Daniels write?
Okay.
That's what you all ask right. yourself all the right. next time all you right. feel like you're in a pickle with this child.
An 11-year-old girl that you really felt the need. No,
this
you need to sit your ass back.
This fucking kid.
Oh, my
you
God.
Ask yourself, what would Boo Boo Kitty do in this situation, bitch? That's what you do. Because this feel like a situation that would happen on a Lee Daniels production. Mm. Figure out what the fuck. Go to Empire for your...
Damn,
your-
I feel for that child. Like... You already going through
11 it's bad
was a
enough.
Shitty age. God, you know how ugly I was at 11?
Right.
God.
I don't know what the fuck my body is doing.
Right.
My mama and daddy are separated. Here comes this new kid that won't shut his motherfucking ass up. I don't even know him or his goddamn mama. And now she trying to cuss me out.
Right.
What?
On top of everything going on with school and self-esteem and starting your fucking period, which is traumatic enough. And here you come with your bullshit.
Making
girl.
It that much worse.
Oh,
I wish
God.
She was the one who wrote
girl.
This goddamn letter so I could just cuss your ass out with her. I'm team 11.
Woo, girl, leave it alone. All right, that wraps up the questions this week. Send it to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Well, we're back.
Oh, right. So we forgot.
So, keeping it light this week.
Woo.
So it's time for the read. I actually don't even have one. I feel like that one was mine because...
Oh my goodness. Well, I was going to talk
and
about
the show
this.
Was super long anyway.
I was, well, I mean, people, every time we say that, people are like, no one cares. Make it longer.
Yes.
Do it
all
day. Make it 72 hours.
This girl came to the toy drive and she was like, you and Chris will be having me cracking. You need to do the show every day. I said, every day,
every
girl.
Every day, girl.
All of the days? Okay.
What are we going to talk about every day?
Every day?
Jesus Christ. You read somebody every day? Jesus. So you don't have a read then, is what you're telling me right now.
I mean, I was just going to like talk about how stupid Donald Trump is, but...
I mean, you can do that if you want to.
I have to. I'm
hoping that since, you know, the Republican debates are over, I feel certain he's not going to get the nomination. I feel like the Donald Trump nightmare will be over soon enough.
I'm really hoping so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't even know if I would be shocked at this point. I feel like the whole world's going crazy.
Oh, God. So I was going to talk about the Sean King thing, which I don't know if you even...
Oh, I didn't even hear about this.
Child.
I mean, I heard about it, but I don't know what it was because I just didn't feel like being disappointed.
Well, I decided it was way too far outside my business to address on the show. But like, just so that everybody's aware, it's never okay to go up to women and be... In fact, you know what? Fuck it.
Just, okay.
Because I was going to cuss out this little girl, Abigail Fisher, but... The child who will not stop bothering the Supreme Court about her white mediocrity. This child who tried to go to the University of Texas and she just is not good enough.
Sounds like somebody who would be named Abigail Fisher.
Yes, I mean, she looks like an Abigail Fisher. But anyway, so the other day on the internet, Sean King, who I used to follow, and Netta started getting into it. I'm not about to pull up the articles or whatever, girl, screenshots. I don't know if I get the words wrong. I don't care. But the gist of it is that he was sending some kind of subtweet about people being more interested in taking pictures with celebrities than being about the work. And just for the record, I do this. Like, it was very clearly shots to Netta and or DeRay. So Netta pulled up, you know, on the internet and popped
what?
Back. Right. Listen, I don't know. Okay. Because anytime there's disagreements on my social media experience on any app, I stay the fuck out of that shit because it's none of my business. So they going back and forth and I'm like, oh, this is kind of, you know, damn, I don't want to see this, but it is what it is. Not my fucking business. Until Sean King comes back at Doretta with, that's why.
Doretta.
Oh, sorry, Doretta. Can we just, never mind. No, we can't do that. We're not calling them Doretta. It's not a thing. They are individual people. So he pulls up on Netta. And was like, just so you know, DeRay told me earlier this year that he can't stand you and you get on his fucking nerves and he don't like working with none of the women in the movement and all y'all some pains in the asses or some shit like this. And that's where I was like, okay, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. That's what the fuck we won't do. So you are a whole grown ass, what, 45-year-old, quote unquote, black man who decided to get on the internet. No, my nigga. So you decided to tell this young black woman. So you decided to pull a Tijuana and go down to maybe an eighth grade level and say, oh, well, ha, ha, ha. That's why your friends don't like you. That's why they talk about you behind your back. That's why you stink and everybody don't. Niggas make fun of you when you ain't looking. Ha, ha, ha. Like, it was the single most juvenile shit that I think I've ever seen somebody who is supposed to be like a respected, like heralded, somebody who is supposed to be on the digital front lines for the Black Lives Matter revolution. Like, we all know Sean King ain't out there marching for a goddamn thing, but he do be, you know, posting his links and getting white people
updates.
It's not that Sean King has not done any valuable work. It's that the problem with Sean King is that it's always some shit about his ass coming up, and instead of just addressing it directly or leaving it the fuck alone, he puts out a 30-point bulletin about all the ways he isn't wrong or didn't steal or didn't take from Tamir Rice's family or didn't rob Haiti or whatever the fuck else, instead of actually addressing the issue or just being like, suck my dick, you niggas ain't entitled to my business. Now, I left all that shit alone because, once again, I never donated a dime to that nigga, and what he does with his money or funds he raised, I feel like that whole situation is shady, but none of my goddamn business. Don't talk to no black girl like y'all best fucking friends, like you know her, like y'all just cool on that level, like y'all just, like you just got so familiar to just be like, oh, well, that's why niggas don't like you anyway, ha, ha, ha. Like, I'm losing this argument, and people are mad at me, and niggas are bringing up this about my past, and how I used to be a pastor, and how I did this, and $500,000 for Haiti is gone, and Tamir Rice's family sued me, and this, blah, 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 blah. You letting all this shit on the internet get to you, and you worried about mentions or whatever the fuck else, that you just decided to be so completely and totally, like, just out of line and so out of pocket to this woman that even I felt like, you know what, like, not even that me and Nutter are some best friends or no shit like that, but you just not gonna come out your ass like that to somebody. You just not somebody who physically put her ass out there in city after city, not somebody who's been arrested and processed through the system for protesting. You just not gonna do it, okay? I'm not gonna let y'all, no. Y'all not gonna take these black girls specifically, because you know I ride for black women. You're not gonna sit up here and shit on a black woman actually doing the work that you over here posting retweets and videos about, and then talk about, oh, well, that's why the man in the situation don't like you. No way. And to his credit, DeRay came back like, nah, Sean, you know that was a goddamn lie. Like, you know that I love Netta, and I've never said no shit about that. Like, so why would you even say some shit? Like, why even bring this up? Why start this shit? Like, I don't get that about him. And so I decided right then, it's probably been time to cut ties with Sean King, because it's more questions about that nigga, or, you know, to whether that he's even a nigga is in question. But it's too much about him that is mysterious. It's too many questions unanswered. I could see if it was one story about this or two stories about this, but it's 26 stories about you fundraising money and taking it. It's all these stories about you being in one church and building it up and then going to another church and collecting all this money. And right, all this bullshit that nobody should even have to be worried about, because it should be about the movement and it should be about black lives, but you want to be garbage. You want to be trash. So fuck Sean King.
Well, I had no idea about any of those. I just saw somebody tweet something to me about him, and I was like, you know, basically that he did something wrong.
And then he turned around and deleted every last one of his tweets about it.
Of course he did.
Like, girl, just stop this. If you're going to say some shit, stand up in your shit.
I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know.
I have been giving it to him all this time.
When they were trying to give him the Rachel Dolezal treatment, because I felt like that was a situation. And it's still,
oh my God, and we stuck up for him on that.
Yes,
on this
show.
That's what I'm saying. We were like, don't do him like that.
Because,
blah, blah,
and
blah.
I know all of the stuff that they had been saying about him being shady with money or donations or whatever the fuck. And I was like, you know what? I hear things about people all the time that ain't true. You know what I'm saying? I hear shit about me that ain't true, and I don't know him or any of those situations to judge him off of that.
Right.
I'm
going
to judge him by what I see and how I put this story together, and that's what I'm going to do. And it's just unfortunate as fuck every time that we come over here and try and be nice to somebody or try and get people to be like, hey, let's use like some sense here.
Yeah.
Let's look at this, you know, call a spade and whatnot. Then that person is instantly like,
Let me show
be
my
ridiculous.
Ass. Yeah.
I don't even understand why it's so backwards to the movement in general. Yeah. Like, not even just for black women, but for like black people, just as like a person, like you're saying, that it's supposed to be someone who's out here trying to do good and make a change.
You're a father of five. You're married. Who are you talking to like this?
What is that? That's such
a childish, tasteless. It was so gross.
Stupid thing to do.
Misogynistic as hell to just come after a woman like that. Oh, well, that's why your friend don't like you. And he said he don't like working with none of the women in the movement.
And none of the women in the movement.
Really? So you just gonna try to make a gay man out to be just stereotypically catty and hating all the girls and shit? Like, child, fuck. And I tried with Sean King's ass, but the Daily Beast posted an article about him today or yesterday. I don't know. And it's actually, it's not like Breitbart and all them niggas. Like, it's actually very fair. And the writer is like, I'm not trying to hate on Sean King. I just have some questions. And here's some very valid situations. And here are some dollar amounts. And what you said you brought in. And then what was reported to the IRS is your personal income is something that's entirely too crazy. Like, you raising donations and then you taking 40% of it as take home pay, like just off the top. Like, that's just your salary off of donations, my nigga. Money that's supposed to be going somewhere else. Like, we just have questions about what you've done with your, with the money in like these five or six scenarios. And you can't be mad about it because there was nothing inflammatory. It wasn't like, oh, Sean King is a white liar and he's this, this, this. It was just basically Sean King needs to be accountable for the situations where he's raised public money and nobody knows what has happened to it. Which it is what it fucking is.
And that would be anybody.
Hell, but you're not going to come out of pocket and say nothing crazy to a black girl. Well, I could see it. Because I straight up said to him, are you really about to do this? Let Sean King have said something back to me. I will fight you. I'll sit here and argue with you. Ned and DeRay might not want to argue with you because it takes attention away and white people, blah, 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 all that other bullshit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Sean King, and I don't argue with niggas. I will argue with Sean King. Please try me.
We're not activists. We just don't shut the fuck up.
And I feel like I've said that many times.
We have said that.
Nobody confuses me for an activist.
Times.
No, I get up here and I say what I feel needs to be said in the name of black justice, but I'm not an activist because I'm not accountable to none of you niggas. And what I do with my life is my own personal business. And y'all not going to be running up on me the way y'all do Netta and DeRay, all worried about their business and, oh, where were you here and why weren't you talking about this and this, 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 and pulled in a million different directions.
Where were you when the crows were falling out of the sky?
Bitch, where were you?
You didn't save the bees.
It's been too many times I feel like Netta and DeRay should have popped back. Well, like, well, bitch, where are you at? Like,
that is so stupid.
Are you going to get your ass out the house and go do something? Like, I've been on the front lines. I've been pepper sprayed and tear gassed and tased and all that shit. Like, bitch, where you at? Shit, you go do something.
Well, you can definitely count on me never trying to help that one out again. Well,
you usually just didn't think of anything to be mad about. What about Gilbert Arenas? You don't know who that is.
For baseball.
Wow. No, sorry. Totally.
Football. Basket.
Sorry?
Basketball.
Yes. Who does he play for? Trick question. He doesn't play for anybody because he ruined his own life.
Okay. All right.
So, does that wrap up the read then?
Sure.
Do you want to give like a holiday message or something? This is like our last show of the...
No, but I do want to say that I feel like, you know, this holiday season, I'll say this. Don't be afraid to get off of the internet.
Okay.
And go love on someone. Family, friends. Go do things in real life. Go to the park. Look at green things that grow out of the ground that God made. You know, like, I feel like a lot of troubles and dramas and bullshit wouldn't take place if people weren't so worried about what the world... I feel like because of social media and you're given these places to go and showcase yourself and who you are to the whole world.
Right.
I think that a lot of us are starting to feel like we have something to prove or that we want for people to accept us or acknowledge us as things or people that we aren't. Every time I get on Twitter, it's a battle of the sexes or it's a race war just to have one. No one ever is like, oh, I see where you're coming from, person on the other side. Hello from the outside. Like, I see where you're coming from, or I can kind of understand it. And, you know, I just really want to have this conversation because I want for us to all stop being ignorant and and just see where we're coming from as fellow human beings. And I just feel like it's okay to disagree. No. Niggas are just going on there trying to have the funniest meme or trying to have the whatever, the craziest this or the most retweets. And it's all for nothing. Like, it all boils down to what? You going to bed at night feeling like people paid attention to you. And for what? That doesn't, I just don't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for someone who has literally made a career off of social media, it might sound crazy, but if you pay attention, I don't tweet that much. I only post on Instagram when I have something to post. I don't even listen to this goddamn show. You know, so I feel like a lot of it, I have to take it in doses because it will drive you nuts. Mm-hmm. I will sit there sometimes and I'll see the things that people are saying to each other on Twitter or posting on Instagram, and I will get agitated. Like, what the fuck is wrong with niggas? And then I remember that I could just turn it off and go do something fun that I want to do. So I spent a lot of time doing that. And all I'm saying is...
But a lot of people don't have nothing better to do. So what do you tell
them? That's a lie. That is a lie.
Or they think they don't.
That's what I'm saying. Get out of the house. Go look at the sky. It's still up there. You know, just go do other things. Call someone, like, dial their number and, like, hear their voice and let them hear yours. You know, just kind of, just for a little bit. I feel like we have to dial it back a little bit every now and then and just be real with ourselves and get back to being human beings around other human beings and not people around digital devices. Then that's like the only way that we use, that's the only way that we choose to express ourselves or communicate with other people or anything like that. Like, after a while, too much of that shit is just poisonous. So go and like shake somebody's hand or like have a conversation with that bitch that, you know, your cousin or whoever that you didn't really want to talk to, but you know, you never know and how long they're gonna be right. Whatever. That's what I'm saying. Just log off just for a little bit, please.
Cheska Lee said something really smart about social media the other day and how, like, even though people feel like they know each other because they've been following or being online friends or whatever for however many years, like, it is still media. And what you are seeing is not a person's real life. It is what they are choosing to put on the internet and show you. And so when you look at social media, not as a, like, a, I don't know, I kind of look at it as like them, not like I'm separate from it, but, you know, it's just like this mass of people on the internet, and you go on the internet and interact in whatever way, but then I log off and I go back about like my regular life. It's not necessarily like I don't go on social media and think that I'm looking into people's real authentic lives necessarily, because people filter what they put on the internet. So I'm not gonna get all wrapped up in somebody who maybe doesn't like something that I said, or they feel some type of way about a tweet or a post I made. Like, I'm not about to just get all wrapped up in the way you feel about it.
People use social media for different things. Some people use social media to promote their art, their work. Some people use it to network. Some people use it for like legit reasons, you know, and a lot of people just use it to talk. Some people use it just for entertainment. I use it for that. And for me, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of those things are almost like a video game. If I'm at home and I'm playing Mario for an hour or so, I'm a little white plumber that's running around, you know, trying to save this white bitch that just can't seem to get better security or whatever so she could stay in the house and stop getting kidnapped. And for however long, and I turn that shit off. And when I turn it off, I'm in my life paying my rent, because if I don't, I will be homeless. So I just really want for other people to do that.
Okay.
That's just for a little bit, and just see the difference it makes to you. If you like it, try it out for a little bit longer. That's all. I'm just trying to encourage people to remember that we're not, you know, this isn't iRobot. We're not cyborgs.
Log off yet. Sometimes.
Not yet.
Amen. All right. So that wraps up this episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at This Is The Read. And also check out our website, thisistheread.com, for links to every episode and show bios or host bios and all that. Not really show bios. Do you have any announcements this week?
Whatever bio you want. Again, thanks to everybody who came out to the toy drive that we had. Shout out to Lisa Logan in the nail suite. And the Marines and Toys for Tots. Thank you to everybody who came in and donated and things like that. Tickets for Furious Thoughts Live are up right now. Get them while you can. We have a limited number of seats. But, you know, we'll see what happens and things of that nature. You can go to KingFuryLive.com for tickets to that. If you are just hearing about it, I'm doing a show January 16th at SBA Theater here in New York. It's going to be basically a stand-up. comedy show reminiscent of my Furious Thoughts videos and things of that nature. It should be a good time trying something new for the new year. And
that will be fun. It's going to be dope.
Sure.
Cannot wait.
So yeah, tickets for that and stuff. And I think that's it.
Shout out to Vulture for putting us on their top comedy podcast.
Yes.
Actually, shout out to everybody who always puts us on these year-end lists and stuff like that. We really appreciate, like, it's just crazy how us in this studio snowballed into this whole big
I don't get it.
Thing. So to everybody who has shared an episode of the show or told somebody to check it out or drug your friend to a live show even though they didn't know what the hell it was.
all you straight niggas who bought your girlfriend or wives tickets to this show.
All you straight niggas who made your wife go so that you could go to the read and not feel weird.
Right.
Shout out to all of you for spreading the word and just, man, y'all support. It really means everything. It's just crazy. So thanks again.
Yeah.
Anything else? Are we done? You got an acronym or didn't we already get it?
No, I let Tiege know what she needs to do.
Tijuana girl, I don't know what the fuck.
I'm just confused.
An 11-year-old girl.
Girl. If you're going to like dress up like Jennifer Lopez and enough and swing from a chandelier and kick this child in her goddamn throat.
Good God.
Because she don't like her fucking new step. Not even her stepmommy yet. Like you're not even, you're her daddy's girlfriend. Anyway.
So yes. Do we have an acronym or?
I let her know what it is.
So that's it. We'll
what
see y'all.
What would we do?
We will see y'all next year.
You lucky that girl ain't push her ass down the steps.
I already exited.
Like that white bitch.